dying blood bought. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bought. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings, hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
Colossians 1:26. Even the mystery which has been hidden from ages and generations, but now it's made manifest to his saints, that would be you, that would be me, to whom God would make known, he's going to make known to you, I'm going to make known to you, he's under oath to make it known to you, to whom God wills to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Woo! The day you got born again, the glory of God inside you. Christ in you.
Yes.
The hope of glory. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 3. These are just too good. You just can't be normal and read these. You just can't say, and the three bears, Goldilocks, came to their house. This is much better. Woo! 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Hallelujah. I think I'll start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4. You can take a little more. I don't always put this part in, but it's too juicy. Does anybody in your family think you're crazy because you believe the way you do? Well, here's the reason why. 2 Corinthians 4, 4. 3, 4, 3. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. They just don't see it. Here's why they don't see it. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. He's got blinding tactics. He's blinded their minds because he's so afraid of something. Lest the light of the glorious gospel, the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He's the king of darkness. He's the prince of darkness. Come up here, Chip. Stand right there. I think you'll do. Bless the Lord. Stand right there. You're a little bit high, but somebody that's lost, they go around like this. Because they're blind. They think they see, but they're blind. And they've got this on them. And it's the devil. It's blinding tactics. So what you can do, if this is your husband or your son or your daughter or whatever, you can cast that thing off of them. And you don't have to do it in their presence. They might beat you up or something. I don't know, but you could do it in the bathroom. You go in the bathroom, your husband there in bed. In the name of the Lord, you've been meditating on the word. You've been meditating on the blood. You've been meditating on the power. And in that bathroom, you say, you demon that's been blind in my son's eyes, my husband's eyes, I cast you off. Now here they are going around. Somebody comes, maybe you prayed a laborer into the path, and they come with this big old Bible. And they tell them about Romans 10, 9 and 10. They tell them about, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, yes, I believe. And at that moment, the old man gets killed, and Christ comes in them, their hope of glory. Yeah. Now look at this. You may be seated. Thank you. Now look at this. Here's what he's afraid of. He's afraid of verse 6. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, Genesis chapter 1, has shined in our hearts to give the light of what? The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He wants you to get this. So he, the one that said, light be in the earth, he said to you, Lee, when you got born again, light be. And light beat in you. And he came in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you got all the glory you could stand at that present moment. Now turn back over to chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. It's speaking about some people that when they read the word, there's a veil on them. But he says, we don't have that veil. He says in verse 18, we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, a mirror, that means, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. It says, it's talking about reading the word. When we read the word, we don't have any veil on us, and we're looking in the mirror, the word of God, and what are we looking for? The glory of the Lord. And we are changed into the same image of the Lord from one degree of glory to the next by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, does anybody have an Amplified Bible? I have written down what the Amplified said, but it's all blurred. When you get born again, what verse is that? Chapter 3 and verse 18. And all of us with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are constantly being transfigured into His very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, from the Lord who is the Spirit. So it says, we don't have, now here's the plan. We don't have a veil on our face. And when we look in this Bible, if we're looking for the glory, and that's what we're looking for right now, really we should be. That's why we meditate Ephesians. Then we are going to be changed from one degree of glory to the next. There are degrees of glory. Glory is measurable. And when you got born again, he came in you, Christ, your hope of glory. And it's all you could stand in your new born again state. You might still be cussing. So you didn't want to have huge glory unless you be strike dead. So it's truth. You had all you can stand. So I saw this, that it's you were changed degree by degree. As you look in the Word. If you don't ever look in the Word, you're not going to get very much glory, and you're still kind of stinky. But, and you don't shine too much. You would go to heaven if you died, but you'd be in 101 classes all the way. But, bless the Lord. I was thinking about that. How does that work? And the Lord showed me. When I went to work for Brother Hagin, and I was the editor of publications, I needed to talk to Brother Hagin sometimes. I needed to ask him questions about my job. Sometimes I needed to ask him questions about my family and about me working for him and should I work? And oh, you should hear all the tapes that were going around in those days. Women shouldn't work and different things. But anyway, I needed to talk to Brother Hagin, and I'd wait till he was out in ministry most of the time, and then he came in. And so you leave word with his secretary, you need to see him. So he would come in my office. This is when I first went to work for him. And I'd have all these things to talk to him about, and I couldn't talk to him at all. Because it seemed to me like God walked in the room. And I couldn't say anything. Couldn't tell him, ask a question about the Word of Faith, nothing. Now, I got over that, you know, as I stayed there longer and I stayed around him longer. But the Lord showed me what happened. He says, some people work with the plan better than others. And they look into the Word of God for the glory of God. And they're changed from one degree to the next to the next. And they walk in a higher degree of glory than others. He said, you didn't think, I would get all over myself. I would say, he's not God. Why are you acting like this? You know, it's just a man. Don't act like this. He'd say, no, he's not God. But he has worked with my plan. And the degree of God, the glory of God is God. And the degree of God has been turned up in him high. And when he walks in the room, you sense God. And then there were other people, Sister Wilkerson, Rachel, others we knew, that when you were with them, that presence was so high and that glory was so high. They were in a higher degree of glory. That's what happened with Brother Pearson's. They're giving themselves to the glory down in that church. And here he is, and there's this Jewish bellman. I want my picture made with you. There's a light coming out of you. Because the degree of glory is higher. Now, we're going to talk more about this church and how God sent Rachel here and what he said about us. And while I'm here in these meetings, I want to be hearing from him. How are we doing? You know? How are we doing, Lord?
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.